The Chief Justice of Florida's Supreme Court, Peggy Quince, was the first African-American female to be appointed to a Florida District Court of Appeal in 1993. In an address this afternoon to the St. Petersburg Bar Association, Chief Justice Quince stressed that lawyers should volunteer their services and should strive for a criminal justice system that insists on treatment rather than incarceration for people with mental illnesses. In the 1980s, Quince worked in the Tampa office of the State Attorney General's Criminal Division. She was appointed to the state Supreme Court in 1988 by late Governor Lawton Chiles and then-Governor-elect Jeb Bush.
It's work and work and more work. As the Chief Justice, of course, I am obligated first to do the cases that are assigned to all of us. But then there are, of course, the administrative side of it. So I'm charged with doing my job as a justice and deciding cases, but also making sure, with the help of the other justices, of course, that the court system is operating efficiently and as smoothly as we can possibly do.
Chief Justice Quince is not able to make specific comments about cases that are before the Florida Supreme Court or are likely to come before the court. Last year, the court invalidated a gaming agreement between the Seminole Indian Tribe and Governor Charlie Crist. At the time, the Supreme Court said the governor unconstitutionally exceeded his power in the 2007 compact. But Quince says a new agreement signed by Governor Crist and the Seminole Tribe in August is likely to pass constitutional muster.
It needed to have some legislative input, and that's what they're in the process of doing now. And so they're following the process as it's laid out.
Quince told the lawyers assembled at the Mirror Lake Lyceum in downtown St. Pete that they need to keep pressure on the state legislature to find more dedicated funding sources for courts. One of the most famous cases that Quince has heard while on the Florida Supreme Court followed the contested 2000 presidential election. The court's method for recounting ballots was determined to be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment by a narrow majority of the U.S. Supreme Court on December 12th, effectively handing the presidency to George W. Bush.
I think it was democracy at work. It was an opportunity for the citizens to see the court system operating. You saw cases at every level of our court system concerning that election. You saw the people accept what the court system had to say. There were no tanks in the street, and we abided by what the final court, the United States Supreme Court, said. And I think that's a wonderful thing for people to see, that democracy really works.
Chief Justice Quince cited both the oath of office and the creed of professionalism to stress that lawyers need to go out and do public good. She suggests that lawyers should increase their amount of pro bono representation. One attendee, Stetson University College of Law Assistant Dean for Student Life Michael Farley, agrees that it's important to instill in young lawyers the idea of volunteering their time to help the community.
We have a graduation requirement, which is fairly unique. A student doesn't actually receive a JD degree from our school without having done at least 20 hours of work locally, giving back to the community. Chief Justice Quince talked about having a unique set of experience and education that you can utilize to give back to the community is what's important, and our students are learning the value of that.
500,000 people with serious mental illnesses are in jails and prisons, Quince says, and another 500,000 are on probation. She says that treatment would be a less expensive and more effective way of dealing with the problem than, quote, spending almost $500 million per year in Florida getting people ready to go to trial. Chief Justice Quince doesn't anticipate any high-profile cases in the Florida Supreme Court's near future.
Well, we don't have anything, I think, right now that really is controversial that the public is going to take a lot of interest in. There are always certain segments of the population that are interested in any case that comes before the Supreme Court. But I don't think we have anything on that level of Bush v. Gore or abortion cases or those kinds of things, which really brings out a larger segment of the public. We don't have anything like that pending right now.
You can learn more about Chief Justice Peggy Quince on our website, WMNF.org/news. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.